in the limelight.
The Myanmar's armed forces, known as the Tatmadaw, are notorious for committing rights abuses with impunity, most notably following a brutal 2017 crackdown on Rakhine State's mostly Muslim Rohingya minority that sent 740,000 fleeing across the border to Bangladesh. A United Nations Independent International Fact-Finding Mission stated in a September 2019 report that Myanmar was failing in its obligation to prevent, investigate or enact effective legislation criminalizing and punishing genocide in relation to its treatment of the Rohingya Muslim minority. We now present you an article written jointly by Emily Fishbein and Kyo Hassan Hliang under the heading In Myanmar's Rakhine, Families of the Disappeared Seek Answers. The article has been taken from the AlJazeera.com website. Please stay with us for more of Emily Fishbein and Kyo Hassan Hliang's article. One evening, as Mona Wei and her family were having dinner, soldiers from Myanmar's armed forces, known as the Tatmadaw, came to her house and asked for her husband. According to her account, they blindfolded him, took out their guns and beat him in front of her. Mona Wei, an ethnic Arakanese from Myanmar's westernmost Rakhine state, who prefers not to reveal her real identity for fear of reprisals, said, "At the time, I could only cry," she added. "I feared they would shoot me, so I held my tongue. I felt like they were the most brutal people in the world." It was 16th of March 2020, and the last time she saw her husband. He's among 18 people from the neighbouring villages of Tinmatit and Tinmagi in Rakhine State's northern Kyoktau Township, who were arrested in March of 2020 and have not been seen ever since. Their families' relentless search for information has been met with silence, rejection and threats. 10 months later, they're still looking for answers and they're looking for justice. Three witnesses, whose testimonies align with those published by other media, told Al Jazeera that on 13th of March and 16th of March, uniformed soldiers wearing the badge of the Tatmadaw's Light Infantry Division No. 55 went door-to-door arresting dozens of men. It's suspected of having ties to the Arakan Army, an ethnic group seeking autonomy. Some of those arrested were released the same day, but 18 individuals were not released. The missing include a 16-year-old teenage boy, three people over the age of 65, and one person who is deaf. Al Jazeera has used pseudonyms for the three witnesses to protect them from possible reprisals. On 18th of March 2020, four bodies were seen floating in the Kaladan River near the villages. One of the bodies was identified by family members as among the missing villagers. The family told local media that soldiers shot at them when they approached the body floating in the river, which the US government-funded broadcaster Radio Free Asia reported was riddled with bullet holes. The three other bodies were never identified. All of the missing are Arakanese, also called Rakhine, a predominantly Buddhist ethnic group thought to make up the majority in the state. Frustrated with political marginalization and perceived domination under Myanmar's ethnic Bamar majority, Increasing numbers of Araucanese have in recent years joined the Araucan army to fight for their legal rights, which were violated in their country. Since conflict escalated in late 2018, nearly 1,000 civilians have been killed or seriously injured in violence, including indiscriminate air raids, gunfire and landmines, and more than 230,000 have fled their homes. The arrests in Tinmaghi and Tinmatit villages occurred following 2 weeks of intense clashes near the villages. Tunhala, who was among those arrested and released, said, "The Tatmadaw soldiers went house to house calling the men." He added, "I don't know why we were arrested by the Tatmadaw. At the time, the soldiers didn't give any reason. 10 people were tied and beaten with guns in front of me. Days later, the villagers fled." Zorwin, a local advocate helping the families of the missing to seek justice, told Al Jazeera that 3 elderly men stayed in Tinmaghi village to watch over the monastery and have also not been seen ever since. Shortly after the villagers were deserted, the houses were razed. Villagers blamed the Tatmadaw soldiers, which have denied responsibility. Myanmar's police forces are under the control of the Ministry of Home Affairs, which itself is under the jurisdiction of the Tatmadaw. On 23rd of March, a group of family members of the missing, now scattered in different displacement camps, filed a case regarding the disappearances with township police. Letters were also sent to the Myanmar National Human Rights Commission and the offices of the Commander-in-Chief, President and State Councillor, calling for an investigation into the disappearances. No updates came until June of 2020, when a Tatmadaw spokesperson denied anyone had been arrested in the 2 villages. 5 more months of silence followed. On 27th of November, the Tatmadaw spokesperson announced that the families could open a case at the relevant police station, and that if the police reported any suspicious information, the Tatmadaw would decide whether to conduct its own investigation. The families returned to the township police station on 8th of December, but Ma Nwe told Al Jazeera the police officers on duty warned them against opening a case. She said, "Regarding the initial case, the police told us their paperwork disappeared," adding, "Then they threatened us several times that we could be detained and sent to jail." Zorwin, who accompanied the villagers to the police station, noted, "They said this case doesn't concern them and we should go to the Tatmadaw station to inquire." Adding, "When we replied that the police had a responsibility to seek justice, they said they could immediately detain us and send us to jail." The Myanmar National Human Rights Commission, which has faced criticism for not intervening in other high-profile cases, has also done little to support the Tinmaw villagers. Kyokta Township legislator Tun Win, who submitted the request to investigate the case, told Al Jazeera the commission responded in November that the Tinmaw villagers were not detained by the Tatmadaw. Its chairperson told local media on December 30th that the pandemic prevented an on-site investigation and that the commission had closed the case after inquiring with the Defence Ministry, which denied that the Tatmadaw had any involvement. A police investigation finally began on 29th of December when district police in the nearby town of Murukyu called the villagers in for questioning. Man Wei stayed behind out of fear. She said, I feel like my children and we are not safe since my husband disappeared. I'm really worried we could be attacked because we filed charges. According to Radio Free Asia, the police took statements from 15 people. The next day, the Tatmadaw spokesperson stated that concerned individuals could file reports and present credible evidence with the local military division office or regional military commanders. Al Jazeera's calls to the Tatmadaw spokesperson, township and district police stations, Myanmar's National Human Rights Commission, and Rakhine State government spokesperson all went unanswered. Media are only allowed to report from Rakhine with permission and official escort, and the government has restricted mobile internet services across conflict-affected townships, including the township of Kyukto, since June of 2019. Local lawyer Zul Win told Al Jazeera he was frustrated by an apparent lack of political will to address the case. He said, all authorities have to take responsibility, he added. Those in power need to know the situation, follow human rights standards and seek justice. The Tatmadaw is notorious for committing human rights abuses with impunity, most notably following a brutal 2017 crackdown on Rakhine State's mostly Muslim Rohingya minority that sent 740,000 people fleeing into neighbouring Bangladesh. A United Nations Independent International Fact-Finding Mission stated in a September 2019 report that Myanmar was failing in its obligation to prevent, investigate or enact effective legislation criminalising and punishing genocide in relation to its treatment of the Rohingya Muslim minority. The fact-finding mission also, in an August 2018 report, identified enforced disappearances among crimes against humanity committed in Kachin, Rakhine State, and Shan States, for which Myanmar's top military generals must be investigated and prosecuted. The Tin Ma villagers' cases are not the only enforced disappearances to have occurred in Rakhine State since the report was released. According to a tally by the Rakhine-based Development Media Group, between January and June of 2020, at least 30 civilians disappeared in the state of Rakhine after being arrested by the Tatmadaw. As of October, Radio Free Asia counted 32 more who have died after being taken into Tatmadaw custody from the start of 2019 to October 12th of 2020. In April of 2020, UN human rights expert Yang Yi Li said accountability was critical to ending the crackdown by the Tatmadaw. She said in a statement, having faced no accountability, the Tatmadaw soldiers continue to operate with impunity. Adding, they are now targeting all civilians in the conflict area. Their crimes must be investigated in accordance with international standards, with perpetrators being held accountable. Myo Myat Hien, the chair of the Arakan Lawyers Council, which is providing legal aid to the families of the missing Tin Ma villagers, also emphasised the importance of accountability. He said, it isn't acceptable just to say the villagers are missing because several people saw the Tatmadaw soldiers detain them. He added, conflict actors need to build trust beyond just talking about the national peace process. Tun Win, the Kyukto Township legislator, emphasises the urgency of achieving justice for the Tin Ma villagers and others affected by human rights abuses in the state of Rakhine. He said if the perpetrators of these crimes have impunity, it will be difficult to achieve sustainable justice. Man Wei said she lies sleepless at night, worrying about her husband and fearing for her and her children's safety and survival. They were unable to harvest their paddy fields this season and are living on 15,000 kyats, or roughly $11 a month, in food aid. Man Wei wants to go home but still fears that the Tatmadaw soldiers stationed near her village. She said, as long as they're staying there, we won't be safe.